The first worry is about the number of public records exemptions that are pending this year. One of those, for instance, would protect the email addresses that county governments use to mail out tax notices. It may seem small and innocuous, but Barbara Peterson of the First Amendment Foundation says it's one of a dozen that are pending just this year.
It will be a record number of new exemptions and push the total number of exemptions to both the public records law and the open meetings law close to 1,100.
On the other hand, a bill to enhance access to public records is not moving. It would make sure that nobody is forced to make a request for records in writing or in person, and it would limit the fees that governments could charge for the cost of staff time and copying the records. Joel Chandler of the group Open Government Watch favors the bill and tells of once being told he'd have to pay $8,000 for some Polk County School Board documents.
If they tell me that I have to pay them $8,000, I can only imagine what they tell reporters or what they tell little old ladies.
Chandler, Peterson, and other spokesmen for open government groups such as Common Cause and Integrity Florida told reporters there's a continuing trend of frustrating access to public records. They say it's a threat to democracy and to public interest journalism, but they may be running out of time. Senators and representatives are taking their week-long Easter break. They'll be back on Monday with just 2 weeks before adjournment to negotiate and pass the state budget. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.